the passage from St. Luke we just heard, dishonest wealth is an interpretation of what used to go under the Hebrew name mammon, God or mammon. Dishonest wealth, not because the things of this world in themselves as material things are intrinsically evil, but neither are they intrinsically good in the sense that they are ends in themselves. Thus, as it were, when our Lord says to be responsible and you make friends with dishonest wealth, it's not to be dishonest, but to use the things of this world correctly. To recognize, first of all, that they are the lesser, but they have a certain utility, certain importance. But if you, as it were, capitulate to that hidden message that is so often found in all of these things, not simply the material things, but the cultural things, you have to look around you and see what is going on, going at the present time in the Western world, you will see, as it were, that avarice that is aroused by a hidden message, do your own thing. And these things will give you, you don't need to look to heaven or to anything or to obey or to least of all suffer the cross, as our Lord points out to us this, without being willing to give up all things and walk in my footsteps and take up your cross daily, you cannot find salvation. So the use of these things correctly, that is, make friends with this quote-unquote dishonest wealth, use these things not as ends in themselves, but as a means to coming closer to our Savior, as a way of serving Our Lady of the Church, of growing in that wisdom that comes not from self-indulgence, but from sacrifice. And if we are unwilling to do that during our time of pilgrimage as a preparation for heaven, who will entrust us with the true riches, the riches of God? We have to make, as it were, always a fundamental choice, either God or the things of this world. We know perfectly well that the serpent, that the fallen angel, deceived our first parents, first Eve and then Adam. But we also know that a good angel came and asked Our Lady if she would be the mother of the Son of God, whether she would be the mother of the Savior. The mother of the Savior, that implied, as it were, also being our spiritual mother, and her reply was yes. We see, as St. John Chrysostom says in a famous homily, there were three symbols or significant elements in the history of two women, the first Eve and the new Eve. First, there is the virgin who is proud, and who is taken in by the lies of the serpent, and then eats of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that is to say, indulges, as it were, doing her own thing, what she wants to do, not what is the will of God. That ends, as it were, in a death which is punishment. We see Our Lady, the humble virgin, who asks humbly for an explanation, and when she finds that truly this angel has come from God, she shall consent, be it done to me according to thy word. And we see here, as it were, yes, as it were, the end on Calvary comes, and it involves a death and her sharing in one way or another in that death of our Lord. But it is not a death unto punishment, but a death unto glory. That is the great mystery. That is what we should reflect upon on this first Saturday again of the month, the mystery of reparation, the mystery of the cross, Our Lady's pardon, and through Our Lady with her, our participation in the same. If we love God in this world and serve Him as Our Lady has served her Son, we will indeed find ourselves one day amongst all the saints enjoying the company of our Lord, and that of Our Lady. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Guru.